Alabama's land-grant university presents Auburn University Profiles. This weekday program spotlights the people, ideas, and events that make Auburn University an exciting place. Mike Opitz has as his guest today Dr. Kenneth Campbell, head of the Auburn University Department of Theater. Mike and Dr. Campbell discuss the degree of realism in the 3 one-act plays now being presented by the University Theater.
Why would you say the collection is more realistic than the other two?
It involves, I think, situations which are recognizable in kind of everyday life. If you are a devotee of the afternoon TV soap opera, you will see the makings, it seems to me, of a Pinter play. As the world turns, I don't know what these things are called anymore, but I believe there's one, As the World Turns.
Right.
You'll find situations involving family tensions, people forming attachments one for another, these attachments causing trouble, the eternal or infernal triangle, whichever way you want to figure it. This is the kind of thing that you will find in a Pinter play.
But you wouldn't term it as being over melodramatic.
Not at all. As I've indicated, the Pinter play takes this kind of terribly realistic thing, and simply through the use of silence, non-communication, people saying the totally unexpected thing, the plays create tremendous tensions. I guess probably As the World Turns could be made into a Pinter play. I think it's important to remember that Pinter wrote initially for the British Broadcasting Company radio plays.
During what time era?
Oh, 1958, 59, 60. And he began essentially as a radio writer, not as as a theatrical writer. And most of his plays depend on dialogue, simple dialogue, and a sudden reversal of the dialogue. A character says a totally unexpected thing. One person asks another person how he happened to know his name, and the rebuttal is, "Do you have any olives in the house?" And then suddenly olives become terribly important in the play, or so people think. Olives might become terribly important, but no one knows how important olives are. And this is the kind of thing that Pinter does. See, his play, The Caretaker, I'm considering for production next year, and in kind of a way this is a trial run at Pinter, both in this area and for me, and I'm considering The Caretaker, which is again another one of those enigmatic plays set in a terribly realistic situation, and you really never know what's going to happen. Pinter throws some pretty wild curves.
Do you have any other plays by Kopit that you think you would like to do?
Or by Kopit?
Right.
There is a play that I think would be fun to do. I wonder if this community could understand it. It's a delightful play, The Day the Horse Came Out to Play Tennis. I think it would be fun to do. We probably would have to moonlight it. I can't quite see that on the marquee of our theater. I can see it, but I know there are some people in the community that couldn't tolerate it. I think it would be a fun play to do. It's got a great deal of in-Yiddish humor, and therefore I'm not sure that this community would understand what was coming off, but I know the theater people around would get a big charge out of it.
Thank you, Mike Opitz, for bringing us this conversation with Dr. Kenneth Campbell, head of the Auburn University Department of Theater. Thursday's program will profile another person, idea, or event that makes Auburn University an exciting place. Auburn University Profiles has been produced by the Radio and Television Service of the Department of University Relations. Until Thursday at this same time, this is James Yeaman speaking from the campus of Auburn University.